Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the class unique. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. And just want to welcome you over to The Remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. It is, what, November the 29th? 2013. And of course, you're live in The Remix. Now, joining me here live tonight, we have Esther in the house. She's going to be joining me as well. Both of us are going to be here. Tribal Mojo Magic, open mic, live in The Remix tonight. I see everybody kind of getting themselves situated. I'm still getting myself situated. And so I want to say peace and greetings to all of you out there. All of you out there, good to see you guys in the house. Did y'all celebrate Black Friday? Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to remind you that the call-in number, 646-652-2711, is the number to call if you want to get yourself locked into The Remix and join us here. Greetings to you, Esther.
Peace, Miss Blue. Peace, Remix family.
Peace and greetings to everyone out there. I want to also give you some directions, you guys. I'm kind of getting myself situated over here on this end just to make sure that we're all locked in and you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear, hopefully. That you guys can hear me and coming in loud and clear. I see you guys getting yourself situated on the phone lines as well, too. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And you can also come on over www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, to get yourself locked in. Tonight, you're going to want to be on the phone lines as well as in chat. Because, you know, Tribal Mojo Magic is, how can we say, Esther? It's one of those shows where anything happens, anything can happen.
Anything can and will happen, yes.
Yeah, anything can and will happen. And I know you guys have had such an amazing weekend spending time with family, friends, and loved ones. Because this is really that time of the year where we're sort of really, you know, even for those of us who don't go with some of the traditional things, it is a great opportunity to connect with those that are close to us, to stay connected with them. It is also an opportunity to perhaps see and be around people that maybe we haven't seen and haven't been around. So all around, it's just a wonderful opportunity. I want to say peace and greetings to all of you guys joining us here in The Remix, and especially those of you who are new and joining us for the very first time. Let us be the first to say welcome. Welcome. Welcome to The Remix. So if you're a guest and you're here as a guest, we want to welcome the seen and the unseen. You can click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are, and you could come on in. We got a lot of things planned for you guys tonight. That we do. That we do. We have a lot of things planned for you tonight. So it's a great opportunity to gather the family, to come together so that we can laugh, we can have some fun, and we can do what we do best here in the remix. I know some of you are traveling out there, making your way across the country, across the world, and we definitely just want to send our love out there and can't send our love out there. And then we're also getting tweet messages already. So the sister Geocosmic says that she can't join us in the chat room because she's at her office, but she can definitely tweet. So a good night to do some tweeting, I would say. We'll come up with some hashtags, and we'll do that as well. We'll do that as well. So greetings to everyone out there, and welcome to the remix. So, Esther, let's talk about your weekend. How's your weekend been going?
Oh, it's been really good. Spending time with family always around this time of year. It's good for those of us who are kind of here in the Midwest. We get together. My family is kind of spread out everywhere, so everybody's not here, but we definitely still got to talk to, you know, everyone else, and I just love having this time. I love this time of year because I love being able to, you know, just kind of spend that quality time with my family and hang out and shop and all that fun stuff. So it's been good. It's been good. Time off work, too. Woo!
That always helps. I know it helps me. It definitely helps me. Well, I'll say the same thing. I really don't have, my immediate soul group really, really close to me. So sometimes this time of the year is kind of challenging for me. But it's always good to just connect with those who are around me and definitely look forward to my big soul group, which is the Remix family. And connecting with you guys and, you know, chilling. Well, I want to tell you guys a little bit about my weekend. If those of you who are my Twitter friends and you see me put up some messages this weekend on Twitter, I know you probably said, has Miss Blue lost her mind? Did she go insane? Did she get to the other side of the Milky Way and get stuck over there? What the hell is going on? So let me kind of fill you guys in on this. And, you know, we kind of do this before we do the show. We kind of talk a little bit, especially when it's the Tribal Mojo Magic Show, because this is really all about you guys, this show. It really is. So this is an opportunity for those of you who sing, for those of you who do poetry, for you to get yourself together so you can call in and you can kind of, you know, do that for us. And it's quite a few of you out there that we're hoping to hear from, huh, Esther? Yeah, it's quite a few of you.
We're
hoping to hear from. So let me tell you guys what happened. Okay, so, like, I had this insanely crazy dream. Insanely crazy dream. And this dream actually took me to India. And I was in India, and I was in this house, and there was a whole bunch of people around. And some of the people I can remember from this place where I was at, definitely I know that Sarasvati was there and she was kind of guiding me and she took me into this house. And I went up to probably about the third floor. And there was a whole bunch of men walking around with like these white clothes on. And there was all these people kind of like sitting in the hallway. And so anyway, I'm going to make a long story short for you guys. So anyway, I go inside the room and inside the room, this man have what I call, it looks like, I can't even imagine, tobacco leaves. And he's like asking me questions, like he takes my hand and does something and then he's asking me questions and he's talking to me and I'm, you know, answering yes and I'm answering no to different questions that he's asking me and then I leave. So Sarasvati stops me again, and she's like, no, you got to go back in the house. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, I got to get out of here. Like, it's getting dark, and I got to get home. Yeah, you guys know I'm scared of dark, right? So anyway, so I'm like, no, I can't leave. It's getting late. Like, people are going to be looking for me, and there are people traveling around. It was a joke. I'm not scared of dark. But I'm like, I got to go, and you know, get out of here. She goes, no, you got to go back in the house. It's not done yet. You got to go back up there. So I go back up there, and when I get back in the house, this time the man tells me to sit next to him, and I'm watching him while he's doing this. So the dream kind of like freaked me out just because I was trying to put the pieces together and see exactly where I was, what exactly was going on, what was happening, how it was happening. It was just crazy. So long story short. Yeah, long story short, I'll try to give you the skinny on it. So long story short, what ends up happening is my son comes down. He's in college, of course. He comes down, and I'm telling him about the dream, and he says to me, he says, well, Mom, really not sure. It's a couple of things that I am sure about, but it's a couple of things I'm not sure about. He goes, but, you know, it sounds like when you say tobacco leaves, that reminds me of hookah. Now, how many of you hookah? Do you guys hookah? Anybody in here hookah?
Esther hookah.
Anybody hookah? Yes. You know Esther hookah, and I'm going to tell y'all how I figured that out in just a minute. But anybody else? So, you know, a few of y'all talk about hookahs. Do y'all really hookahs? Or y'all just saying yes to something y'all don't know? Because, see, if y'all hookah, then y'all would understand what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Sunchild Ross said he ain't did that in a minute. Sunchild, I'm going to really know if you hookahed for real. I'm going to need you now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was doing a little hookah out there in Cape Town. By the way, our international listeners out there, we're going to give you guys a big shout out because we know you're over there hookahing all over the world. Well, anyway, I had my first experience in a hookah bar. And we'll talk about that throughout because while I was hookahing, now I don't know why y'all was hookahing, but while I was hookahing, I met the owner of the establishment who happened to be an Egyptian male, and he told me his favorite flavor of hookah was blue raspberry. How divine. My son was like, wow. I was like, you better know your magic. You better know your magic. But anyway, it was a beautiful experience. It was an opportunity for me to do something that I had never done before. And while I was there hookering, it came to me just like a vision. It said, Esther's ass know how to hookah. And she ain't said nothing. It just hit me. I said, do you mean to tell me Esther? And she never said anything about hookahing. So we're going to get into more of that conversation a little later. If you guys have never hookahed, don't be like me. I thought it was something illegal or that what people did with hookah was illegal. But it's absolutely not. And in fact, what I was hookahing was molasses. And I really had an opportunity to really get the history as it comes out of ancient Egypt from an Egyptian. And I sat in my little tent and I did some hell of a fucking channeling. So you guys think it's off the hook around here. It's really, really, just really crazy. So I want to share that with you guys. That's kind of what I've been doing this weekend, but it's one of the most relaxing, therapeutic things that I've done in a while. Really, it is. And actually, I don't know if you guys know much about the history of hookahing, but it actually got started by someone who was a holistic practitioner, a doctor, in India, who was trying to bring comfort to his patients who had to have surgery on very sensitive areas of their body, such as their eye. Maybe they had to have something extracted from them, or they had to have incisions or organs taken out of their body. And hookah was sort of discovered through that process but the ones who perfected it, the ones who really sort of kind of put it in its place with spiritual ramifications were the Egyptians. And I got the story straight from an Egyptian, an amazing Egyptian brother who really explained the whole process about hookahing and what it's used for, not what the West used it for, but really what it was intended for and what it was used for. And so we'll get a chance to talk about more of that as well. I just want to welcome you guys to the remix and greetings to everyone out there. Tribal Mojo Magic tonight. You know what that means. It's open mic. You're live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and also
Esther,
joining you guys here live in the remix. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And also you can join us in the chat room. We're going to get some international shots out. We're going to come back. We're going to dance a little bit, and we're going to get right into the share. Esther, you're going to do the international shout out for us?
Yes, yes, yes. So tonight we have Cape Verde listening live, Cyprus, Japan, Morocco, Taiwan, Hungary, China, Tanzania, wow, Bolivia, Nepal, Lithuania, Argentina, Bangladesh, Ghana, Denmark, Saudi Arabia, Mozambique, Malaysia, Chile, Greece, Brazil, Thailand, Belgium, Austria, and Egypt, of course, Italy, Spain, Germany, the Philippines, Australia, Trinidad and Tobago, the Bahamas, India, Jamaica, Barbados, Tunisia, the Netherlands, France, Nigeria, Turkey, South Africa, Kenya, of course, all of our listeners in Canada and the UK are representing, and then all of our listeners here in the U.S.
All right. Wow. Peace and greetings, and welcome. Wow, we got a big listening audience. Out there. I definitely want to do this because it wouldn't be the remix and celebrating our diversity here if we did not do this. And I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you remixers out there who celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes,
happy
yes.
Happy Thanksgiving. And hopefully you guys weren't in any of those videos of fighting on Friday. Hopefully y'all wasn't doing any of that. I really hope that I don't see no remix listeners, you know, sort of kind of toppling over.
That was a hot mess. That was a hot mess. Happy Thanksgiving and also happy Hanukkah to anyone who celebrates Hanukkah as well.
That's right. Because this is the first year, and I don't know when, that Hanukkah and Thanksgiving have been the same day, because traditionally Hanukkah lines up with Christmas. And the next time that this phenomenon will happen, as we know it, will be almost about the year 2072. So we almost have another 72 years before this will happen again. So a very special time, lots of energy on the planet, and lots of things to come. I'm so excited about this, you guys. You know, like I said, this is a foundational year for us here at The Remix, and so much building has taken place here. It's almost as if we took a chisel and broke the concrete, cleared it away, and just started all over again, just from that place of pureness and love, and continue to build on what we have. Definitely want to give a big shout out to everyone who's self-invested. Want to send love out to guys who are self-invested, and want to send light out to all of you guys who are out there, and just peace, love to all of you out there who are self-invested. We're having so much fun and so many things. Coming up. And then also just really, really excited about the new guest who's going to be coming. It is a massive lineup of so many different brothers and sisters from so many different walks of life that we're just going to be so thrilled with to introduce to them and just continue on our path as we continue to grow up here on Earth And want to send a blessing out to all the amazing sisters in the priesthood. So proud of them. So honored to be with all of those ladies. And just sending love out. Also, just to remind you guys, we will not have physical class tomorrow in Self-Invested. However, myself and Brother Bilal will be teaching a Self-Invested class in the astral realm. So you guys can actually meet us tomorrow night in the astral realm. It'll be a lot later, and we'll be in the astral realm. And I've done classes in the astral realm before. After you joined those classes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you're self-invested, or this would be a great time for you to peek in, if you're not self-invested and thinking about becoming self-invested, you can join us in the astral realm. So that just means tomorrow, before you go to sleep, set the intention to join us in the astral realm teaching class there. And then the following week, when we get back together, we're going to talk to you to see what you guys came up with. A lot of times, so many people came up with so many details that was discussed. There was even a class where Brother Wayne Chandler taught a class with me in the astral realm, and it was amazing. It was amazing. So,
yeah,
we're going to be in the astral realm tomorrow teaching self-invested. If you thought about, kind of want to find out about that self-invested, you can come join us in the astral realm, then send us an email at questionforblue@gmail.com and let us know what you feel or what you're thinking about becoming self-invested, because it's really an amazing thing. It's exciting. It really is. So welcome everyone to the remix. I think it's a great time for us to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. Dance a little bit and get ready. Oh, but before we do, let me give you about my Twitter information. And maybe we'll come up with a hashtag. So it is Blue Raspberry, no P. And I want to give that. I also want to give a shout out. There's a brother in South Africa that tweets to me. I really enjoy reading you guys' tweets over on Twitter, even though I'm still learning sort of this world. And I'm still kind of learning this world a little bit, but it is definitely getting better. It's getting better and getting amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting amazing. And so this is really a perfect time for us to ground ourselves, really kind of have ourselves in a good place. Your energy can kind of get away from you this time of the year, particularly this energy that we'll be moving into. And Brother Bilal will probably come on in December, the first half of December, kind of check in with us. But it really is some very amazing energy. It's beautiful energy. You'll probably feel very emotional, very euphoric, very kind of kundalini-ish around this time of the year. So it's a great opportunity to do some reflections, share some love, share some thoughts, and just kind of really kind of smooth yourself out by giving yourself a good support system and surrounding yourself with positive energy everywhere you go. Because it can be kind of trying during this time of the year on relationships and intimate relationships more than anything else. So, All right. Well, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to get ourselves up. We're going to get ready to dance, kind of move ourselves around, and do what we do right here on the remix. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It's so good to have everyone in the house. We see you out there. We see you. We see you. We see you.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. All right. So you want to go ahead and kick the beat for us so we can jam real
quick? Yes. Yes, yes. All right, here we go.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Hit a rhyme a cappella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Come on.
Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue.
And the co-host, Esther.
And it does. It feels good, everyone. That's Tony. We don't need to tell you that. I'm sure you guys know. Tony. I love that song. It feels good.
Too.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it's brown sugar time of the year. This is definitely time of the year where things can feel good. It's the time of year when things can feel kind of good. So, you know, we all choose our experiences, and we choose them for so many different reasons. Let this be an opportunity for you to choose to feel good. When there's so many reasons why you can choose to feel bad, you can choose to feel sucky, you can choose to feel hurt, you can choose to feel lonely, you can choose to feel angry, you can choose to feel upset. Just feel good. Choose to feel good. And it's just that simple. Get you some good vibrations, some good music. Feel good. Feel good. Feel good. Yes, as Esther says, smile, damn it.
Smile, damn it. Yes.
So, feel good, you guys. I'm going to put some proposals out there, even though that's not really good for me. Oh, thank you, Esther. You already did it. Tonight's hashtag for the remix is going to be feels good. Damn it, no. Feels good. Remix.
Feels good remix.
That's going to be the hashtag. And so know that you can get yourself over to Twitter. You can connect with myself and Esther over there. So we will be taking a look at the tweets over there for all of you remix listeners out there who maybe can't come in the chat room, or maybe you're listening through some alternative device. Because I hear you can even use the PlayStation to listen to remix. How fucking cool
is that? Oh, yeah. PlayStation, Xbox, all of them. The Wii, yeah.
Oh, yep. My goodness. Like, whenever I see that and I see how you guys are listening through the devices, it really trips me out. Don't forget, for those of you who have smartphones and Android devices, you can actually download the Remix app that I gifted several years back. It's free, and it feels good. All you have to do is go to the Android Market and put in the Remix with Miss Blue, and you'll see the famous Remix logo there. Download it to your phone, and you can listen through that as well. Also, take yourself into the archives. I want to let you guys know that it is so amazing to see many of you guys who are connected with the Remix all over the world. So even when I'm getting emails from brothers and sisters from other countries and doing readings with you, or connecting with guys on Facebook, or connecting with you through email, or here through the Remix, or just having you come and chat or Twitter, it really is an amazing thing. And I want you guys to know that tonight's show, as well as all of the shows, all you have to do is go and to the archives, go to the Remix video on iTunes, and you can subscribe there. So that way you can get all of the shows. It's almost 600 shows there that you can go back through the archives. Brothers and sisters from every walk of life have touched this platform and will continue to touch this platform as we continue to go forward. You can even use it as an oracle. You can just sometimes, you know, spin your finger up and see what show stops on. I guarantee you it will be something in there, a message for you, something for you to feel good. That you can listen to. And then the other thing you can do is you can come over here to blogtalkradio.com/theremix, and you can either listen on your computer, you can download, or you can subscribe here, and you can catch all the Remix shows here. Wherever you want to feel good and you want to connect yourself with the Remix, we certainly want to welcome you. Don't forget, it's Sunday night. And you know what happens on Sunday night, Esther? What happens?
The Kim Deck orders go out.
Yay! I'm so excited about that, because the Kim Deck orders go out. And I'm just saying, even though there are some new things that's going to be coming out, this is like classic, you guys, because so many people have put their energy into this Kim Deck. And if you don't have one, like, I don't know what planet you live on, but you do need to come to Earth. And even if it's just to get a Kim Deck, come to Earth. Come to Earth and pick you up one. It keeps you in the know. It keeps you connected with your magic and everything that's going on with your magic. So this is definitely why you want to connect yourself with the Kim Deck. So the orders get fulfilled today, but they go out on Sunday. So you have until Sunday night. You have all weekend. So definitely you want to connect yourself with that and take a look and get the Kim Deck. Don't forget The new deck is coming. I'm so excited. I got a chance to look over some of Brother Bilal's deck that's coming out, because that deck is going to be infused with, man, can we just call it cosmic light? Because it's going to be everything in there. It has the planets. It has the sun. It has the moon phases in it. It has numerology in there, astrology, astronomy. All of these things are going to be infused into this deck. It is really so magical. So any of you who really wanted to tap into that frequency in an ancient way, like Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience that does the soul alignment readings, you're definitely going to want this deck. Definitely something the planet hasn't seen before. And definitely not the way the brother drops it. So I am so excited about this. Triple numbers, double numbers, all kinds of things. You'll get a chance to learn all of that and be able to work with that energy, which is so amazing. Brother Bilal deck is coming out soon. And then, of course, I will have Magic in the Dark. Ooh, the dark side. Yes, the dark side deck is coming. And I'm excited about that. So many things that's coming that you guys are going to have to work with. And that's just like kind of skimming the iceberg. Is that?
Right.
The iceberg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wrong continent. Skimming the top of what's going on. But it's a lot of things. So get yourself over. You can look in the show notes, or you can go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, and you can check out the Kim deck and read what brothers from all over the world have been saying about the Kim deck. I want to give a shout out to Brother Mark and all of our listening family in Japan, and I want to send them love. Yeah, I want to send them love. That just dropped in my heart. And as well as our brothers and sisters in the Philippines, send them love as well, too. And just send light and energy just all over the planet to everyone, South Africa, everywhere. Here to us that's in the States, just sending out love and light to everyone all over the planet this evening. So welcome to the remix. And, of course, love to Brother Bobby and Queen Linda, as always, continually sending love, light, and just energy of prosperity and healing to them as well. So welcome, everyone. Tribal Mojo Magic, we're doing that tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And if you're calling international, you know what to do. It's real simple, right? Dial the U.S. country code. And once you dial U.S. country code, then you dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you in. And if you want to join us on Twitter, you certainly are welcome to do that too. And that's going to be ###, either way, feels good remix. Yes, that's it. And we'll be over there getting the conversation in over there. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Woo, you know what? So here we go. You definitely want to get yourself on the phone lines. We really want to open this up, and we're going to put the call out first for all of our singers, and we're going to put the call out to all of our poets. We're going to put the call out there. And even if you have a joke, but it has to be funny. It has to be funny. You know, we're not going to do the gong show up here tonight.
No.
But press 1 when you get on the phone lines. I see some of you have already pressed 1. We're going to need you to press 1. Guess what, you guys? We did it. Don't make me play Drake. But we did it. We also are going to be doing some tribal games tonight, and we got some new Zulu tribes tonight. So ka, 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 ka. You know, we got some new tribes. We got some new tribes. So let's kind of check the phone lines, Esther. Let's see where all those singers at. Where you at? Maybe we could get Baby Blue to sing something. No, she's been singing all weekend, you guys. Everywhere we went, everybody wanted her to sing. Like, she was really looking at me like, for real? Really, Mom? Really?
Mm-mm.
been just singing herself. We sat around yesterday and just sung. But maybe she will call in and sing something for us. But in the meanwhile, we want to hear from you guys. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we're going to go to the phone line. Do you want to go to the lines, Esther?
Yes, yes. All right, let's go to the first caller calling in from area code 410. 410, you are live on the Remix. Tell us who's on the line and where are you calling from.
Oh, my goodness, this is Sean Banks. I was in the middle of chastising the young children. Take this upstairs, Ali.
Hi.
Hey, son.
I didn't think you were going to get me first. I just clicked one, but that's all right. It's all cosmic, right?
That's it.
What's going on?
We're just jumping around. Greetings to you, Sean.
How are you? Hey, son.
Our self-invested
awesome. Self-invested? I don't have a bell, but I can tingling. Yeah, self-invested.
There we go.
There it is. Yeah. How are you?
Wonderful. Yeah. What you gonna do for us, Sean? Because every time you come on, like, you do something amazing. So what is it going to be tonight?
All right. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a sample of a commercial that I'm making for you. Unfortunately, I've been running around so much I haven't had the chance to really record it.
Wow.
But I'm going to give you a sample of it. You want to hear a sample of it?
I'm going to have to freestyle a little bit.
Sean, I'll tell you this. I'm normally not a sample girl, you know. When I sit down and eat, I, like, get it. But
say no more. Never mind.
No. I want a sample. Go ahead.
Okay. Only because you asked, because I was thinking that. I was like, she's not a window shopper. She don't want a sample. But I feel like giving it to you will force me to actually record it now, because I want you to hear the final product, okay?
Okay. All right.
And this is for you and Esther, because you're going to like it. So let me do this. I was sitting, after I listened to you, one of your shows, and I was sitting here, you know, just listening to music as I do all the time, and I was singing along, and then something hit me. I was like, you know what? That is actually perfect. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of it.
Okay.
I'm going to be freestyling.
All right.
Listen. Okay. This is for you both of you. You are a great host, and you know it. You come on so lovely. Yeah, you're a great host and you know it. I know exactly where I should be.
Aww.
Oh, the remix is coming on.
Coming on.
You don't have to do your work alone.
The remix is coming on.
Oh, that's a little bit. That's enough so you don't really know what I'm doing.
Aw, I love that.
I love it. I really do. You know that song is like...
Yeah. I'm putting a little Milky Way spin on it for you.
Yes, because I love that. I love that song, and I love that. Thank you. That was so amazing.
Thank you, son. That was beautiful.
Yes. Oh, the remix. Wow.
All right, so that was my commercial. And what are we doing tonight again?
We are doing, right now, the main thing is...
Open mic first, and then Tribal Mojo Magic later.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
oh, okay, mm-hmm. Right. Oh, okay, I thought I was great to have to pick a tribe, and I didn't have one. Not yet. Okay, so it's open mic right now.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's open mic. So you called in perfect time.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, now, let's see. Open mic. Song time. All right. No, I got something I want to sing. Hold on. Can you hear me good?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Because I think I want to bear with me for a second. Okay. Can you hear that?
Yes, yeah, we can hear it.
Sean, I think, oh, his call dropped.
Oh.
He'll call back in. I'm sure he will. Mm-hmm. That was sweet. Mm-hmm.
Wow. It was.
That's sweet. We're going to see if we can get him back on the line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 if you're a poet and you want to share some poetry. Maybe you sing, and we know you out there. We know you guys are out there. We want you to sing. All right, so here we go. See if someone else, Esther. Can you guys hear me? Okay, maybe Esther's not on the line. Let's see. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 765. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. All right, hold on a second. I think Sean is back.
Can you hear me now?
Can. Let's see. Greetings,
okay.
Sean. Are you there?
It's a conspiracy.
Never that.
No, of course not you. I don't know what. I was ready to do it.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm with.
There you go. You on now.
Here we go. Real quick. I don't want to hold the meeting like that. Here we go.
Miss Blue, Miss Esther. Give you all the love you want in return, sweet darling. But if the love is all I see, ooh, it's just too sad. It's just too sad that you love me now. But I'm gonna change your mind some way, somehow, baby. I want you the right way. I want you, but I want you to want me too. I said I want you to want me. Just like I want you. Just in this one way, Lord, yes, a fantasy, not sugar, to share it, precious, pure and fair. Don't play yourself in. That you should change for life, oh baby. Don't you wanna care? Ain't it lovely out there? I want you the right way. I want you, but I want you to want me too.
Everybody in the chat room is like, when is this album coming out?
Hey, don't play. Y'all breathe life back into me. I might not do my album, but I'm definitely working on some album.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
That's what's
yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, I might make you one. Yeah.
That is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Thank you, son.
Calling in, Sean. It's so beautiful. And thanks for being a part of the Remix family, self-invested, and all of that amazing stuff. Hold the line, hold the line. Oh, that is so beautiful. I see the babies over there looking
yes.
like
that. Do you say them?
Yes. I did that. They like, Daddy did that.
Exactly. That's why I can't focus.
That's so beautiful. Hold the line. Peace and love. Peace and love. Ooh, that was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yes. And next, we have Baby Blue. I guess she's going to call in because she's on the line. So let's see. Peace and greetings to you, Baby Blue.
Hi.
Hey, Baby Blue.
So how are you? You're going to sing something tonight for us?
Sure.
Okay. So what are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing a song we wrote called The Mighty Power.
It's called The Mighty Power? Okay. I don't think I've heard this one before, have I?
Mm-mm.
Oh, so this is new, brand spanking new, fresh off. All right. We ready when you ready.
Okay. It's the mighty, mighty power that's flowing through me. Oh, 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 oh. It's the mighty, mighty power that's flowing through me. Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm. Decision. That I must make, the answer that I can't take. Hey, something's not right. Gotta close the door, get out of here no more. Here we are again, don't make no sense. Somehow when you're around, I can feel every little piece of you. And somehow when you're not around, I can't seem to find the light. But it's the mighty, mighty power that's flowing through me. Oh, 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 oh. It's the mighty, mighty power that's flowing through me. Oh, 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 oh. And it shows every tear, every time. And if I can find it in me, and then I can find it in you. So we don't have to go there, and you don't have to walk that way, and you can stand by me like I stand by you. We can be together, just me and you. Yeah, yeah. It's the mighty, mighty power that flows through me. Oh, 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 oh. And it's that mighty power that flows through you. Oh, 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 oh. That's it.
Oh, that is beautiful. I like that.
Yeah.
So when did you write this one?
2 hours ago.
I love it, baby blue. She said fresh off the presses.
2 hours ago. Okay, okay, all right. Because I'm like, I don't know this song. I'm like, I don't know this. Like, what song is, who sings this? I like that. Wow, that's beautiful. I really like it. What was your inspiration for Mighty Power?
It's kind of hard because, like, it just came to me.
It just came
there
to you.
There wasn't really any kind of, like, inspiration going on. It was just something that came to me, and I kept it because it made sense.
It makes sense about the mighty power that's inside of you, that's inside of me, just that mighty power. Yeah. That's beautiful. You want to say one more?
Sure.
Okay. So, can I pick the song? Well, you know what I kind of want to hear? I really want to hear Juicy, but I don't know if you want to sing Juicy, but I want to hear Juicy. Do you want to sing Juicy?
I really don't.
Okay, you don't want to sing Juicy. I love that song. Okay, so what about the one about Hakuna Matata?
Okay, I'll sing that.
Okay, I like the song, you guys. Another original. All right, we're ready.
Kuna Matata, I swear everything gonna be all right. Don't worry about these lights. What's brought a bill not being paid? What's your persona? I swear everything gonna be all right. Don't worry about these lights. Cause the government won't pay my bills. Well, the day it is. We just sit like this, wishing on a falling star, wondering why we just live like this. Y'all know I gotta get my money right. So I got my money, pay my bills, wanting diamonds in those Louis heels, in that Gucci wallet. Never should have bought it, but I pay my bills, and that was it.
Oh, you're not going to think? Why not? I was just getting, everybody was getting into it, and you cut it off. Okay. Well, just a little taste. We definitely is loving the taste of Hakuna Matata. Yes.
That was
yes.
Nice, Baby Blue.
Yes, it was. It was. Hold the line, Baby Blue. Hold the line. Peace and love. Peace and love. Thank you, Mama. All right, all right. I'm going to go back. It looks like Sean is back on, too. Let's see. Mr. Banks?
Listen to me, and you listen to me good. I don't know what she's doing with her talent, but she is a great writer. That's all I wanted. I wanted her to hear me say that.
Okay.
You don't know me from a can of paint, but trust me. I know writers, and I know who can do it, who can't do it. It used to be my job to tell people that they couldn't do it or they could do it.
Mm.
Girl, you better do that. Do that. That's what you do.
Yeah. Well, you know, that definitely is a big part of her calling, and she has been writing since she's been literally 4 years old. She has songs she wrote at four. And she has books and books. And it's so crazy, Sean. Like, she'll write songs, and she'll say, okay, this is for Beyonce. This is for Justin Timberlake. Oh, I wrote this for Rick Ross. Oh, I wrote this for so-and-so. And you could literally, oh, this is Nicki Minaj. Oh, I wrote this for so. You could literally hear them in the song when she sings it. Like,
I don't,
crazy.
Man, I know you're right. I know you. Listen, I'm just telling you. I am just saying, trust me when I tell you. Okay?
She's smiling. She's smiling. She said thank you.
All right. So, well, I'm self-invested in everything else in lifelong and soul group. So Uncle Sean's going to be around.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's right.
Can't get you linked into some cosmic greatness. No, she's a great talent. Awesome.
Beautiful.
Who would
beautiful.
Think to take that and make a song with it? I didn't.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. All right. That's all I wanted. Okay. That's what I wanted.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Is this area code 301? You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Robert.
Greetings, Howard.
Oh, Robert. Hey,
okay.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm sorry.
You called in to share, Robert? Thank
you. Yes, I'm still here.
Did you call in to share something?
Well, I was going to share a poem.
Okay.
A poem I wrote back like 9 years ago.
All right.
Like 9 years ago, a poem that I wrote,
okay.
But let's see, it's called You Got Me.
Hmm.
Okay. So it goes something like, this, it doesn't rhyme or anything like that, but here it goes.
Beautiful, physical, beautiful.
Okay. Physical attraction is just a surface satisfaction to a shallow, superficial-minded. Yes, you sure enough do possess outer beauty. You also possess an inner essence, which makes me know is more than just a dream. Though I've come across a few pretty and voluptuous girls, I never defined my ideal one until you. You told me about your situation. We talked about it on more than one occasion. But baby girl, you got me. Indeed, you got me. I feel an intangible connection between us, which manifests itself by the way we greet each other, our eye contact, the way we smile at each other, especially when we get the chance to see each other for the first time during the day, the true reflection of our affection for one another, like how the moon reflects the sun's rays. Guess I have to say it again, you got me. When I'm around you, I seem to let my inhibition go in the carefully childlike and innocent way. I appreciate it when you find time to allow me to be with you and share in your day. It seems as though there are enough hours in the day, but the sun always rises. At the end of the day, when you send your arms to me and wrap them around me, and mine to you and yours and around yours, I feel safe and reassured about us. There's hope in the future for us. Like the immutable laws of nature, like the eternal cycle of the seasons, there's hope in us. Yes, you got me.
Wow. Mm.
That was nice, Robert.
Robert, that was pretty. Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, I kind of stirred it a little bit.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was beautiful.
Yeah. That was really good.
You're really a poet, huh? You're a real poet.
I tried, yeah. But I messed up. But
yeah. No. Really, this is really good. This is really, really good. Really, really good. You're a real poet, yeah. Yeah, you're a real poet, for real. Like, not a play. Like, you're a poet, for real. And definitely have been a poet before in a past life. And definitely you were a poet in a past life. And in this life, really, your poetry is really here. Really, you could really see the vibration frequencies and the energy. And just when, just when you begin to speak about it and just how you placed your words, Esther's a real poet too, so she can kind of tell you. Poetry is not just about rhyming. It's not.
No. Not at all. Mm-mm. Not at all.
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing to do is to rhyme, you know. That's the first form, I think, that it's easy to teach people how to do poetry by using rhyme just to get the rhythm, but poetry is so much more. You know, it's that passion, that creativity, you know, the feeling you put into the words, and you could hear that. You know, that poem was obviously inspired, you know, you could tell that in the words and your delivery of it. Yeah, all of that. It sounded just beautiful, you know.
Well, thank you. I mean, thank you. I did rush it, and also I have a slight speech impediment, but.
Well, we could not tell any of that.
Couldn't tell. Yeah, couldn't tell.
Yeah, don't claim that, because that was beautiful, nice and smooth.
Smooth. Mm-hmm.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well. Thank you all, Ms. Blue and Esther.
Yeah.
Esther?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That was so nice.
Oh, yeah, it was.
That was really nice.
Brothers are representing tonight.
They definitely are. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 281. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. This is Black Sambo out of Houston, Texas.
Okay,
hey, Black Sambo.
How you doing? Peace. So I got a piece. I got a piece that I was inspired as well to write. Actually, a friend of mine. I was in a feel good moment around this time, so I would like to share it with you guys.
All right. Feel good is always good. Feel good.
Yes, we like that. Most definitely.
All right.
Most definitely. Maybe y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. We're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. So I decided to wake up one day. excuse. So I decided to wake up one day and change the perception of my paradigm, get on my divine and turn water into wine, from a constitutionalist to admiralty and maritime, from fucking and saving dimes to exploring a gold mine. Stop letting these queen of the damn vampiric witches suck all the nightlife out my time. Let the dead be with the dead and the blind be with the blind. They say wealth is time, so in my new frame of mind, my soul is that much richer every time you cross my mind. I feel like my genetic molecular design was encoded for our world to collide, and that union was seen good in God's eyes, and the stars were aligned. The luminous light you shine on all of mankind should make their pressure rise. In this attempt to paint a picture through wordplay is just my visual exercise, my excuse to fantasize, to use my power of nine to send messages through your thighs, telepathic power lines. I know you feel these vibes, some sort of tingle on your spine. I mean, when my world is cloudy and all I see is dark skies, I reach out through the mind, and it seems like you always call just in time, bumping to you through the mind, cause a nigga on his grind. I mean, for the standards that do apply, it seems like you qualify to be ride or die. I mean you hella fly, heavenly body do or die, unionize you and I, and fuck it, if I ain't have a ride, I'll send my archangels to come and get you, because motherhood fits you. I will curse those who try to go against you. Modesty doesn't fit you. Confidence is not an issue. Guiding spirit, I see you, and I feel blessed, comfortable, and silenced when I'm with you. I mean, I apologize for letting slave masters hit you and distastefully bit you, educated whore rich you. If that's still an issue, let me get commercial with you. My house joint resolution will make them apologize for the rape, apartheid, and genocide. Hold up, young wisdom. You go get securitized. She knows she gold mine. Look at that soul shine. 22 gold fine. Gold mine.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Wow.
That was, wow.
That's hot. That's hot. Yes.
Really hot. Make no mistake, Black Sambo. You was not a poet in a past life, but you was a gangster.
I read the book.
You was a gangster.
Against the poet.
He wasn't doing no poetry.
Poetry
with the gangsterism. That's that was hot, though. That was hot, Black Sambo.
Yeah, that was
beautiful.
Yes, beautiful. You'll have to come share some more. Ooh,
yeah.
That was nice. Water to wine.
Yeah, yep. He always bring that fire. He always does. Yes.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Hold the line. Peace and love. Wow, that was nice.
Peace and love.
Ooh.
Yeah, he wasn't a poet in a past life. He was a gangster.
Mm-mm.
It's a big difference, a very big difference.
Big
beautiful
difference.
Ah, let's go to the next caller. I am really loving you guys, really on the open mic. I love it. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Hello.
To the line, please.
Peace, this is Afia from Arkansas. I was not ready yet. I didn't press one yet. I'm getting together, though.
No.
Yes, I got my paper right here.
Come on, sisters. We got to. We got to get it together. We got to get it together, sisters. Get it together. Leave it alone. Okay, so are you ready? You need us to come back to you, you know, because Black Sambo just came on and, you know, it's fire
he
everywhere.
He just dropped
so.
It. Yeah,
yes,
he did.
No, come back to me. Come back to me. I'm going to press one again.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't press one again because then it's going to take
don't
you
don't press
off.
One okay. If you ain't ready. That's what I'm going to say.
I didn't know I pressed. Okay.
Oh, goodness. All right. So you want to click on one of our other
sure, I will. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 630. 630, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 630, we can't hear you.
Okay.
All right, going to the caller calling in from area code 763. 763, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
I think they're a little scared. You may have to come back.
Wow. Y'all are scared.
Yeah, they're a little scared. You may have to come back to them and yeah, you may to them.
Wow. All right, going to the caller calling in from area code 301. 301, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Is it me again?
Hi, is this Robert again?
Yes.
Okay, Robert. All right, your hand is still up, so...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you want to go again?
No, I didn't know that my hand was up.
Okay. It's all right.
Well, I'm still listening.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Hello?
No, just press one. Just press one again for us, Robert. Just press one. Yeah.
there we go. That's for everybody else, too. Who is still in the queue that has already gone? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're gonna give the sister a few more minutes for her to get herself ready, and so that she can go and maybe check in with Twitter and see. Y'all are silly. I see you out there, Kevin. I see you. Yeah. While I was doing my my hookah, I was speaking a little French there, and yeah. yeah. So he retweeted that. I see that over there on Twitter. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you want to sing, if you want to do a little bit of poetry, or even if you want to tell a joke, the only thing I will tell you about the joke is that it must be funny, and not only to you. It must be funny.
Yeah.
We want to hear some good jokes. Then we're going to move on, and we're going to get ready to get to some tribes and, just do some other things. It's so good to have the Remix family in the house tonight. See you guys chilling. I'm sure you guys have been doing all kinds of things out there. And it looks like we have somebody who's ready. We're going to do that. Yeah. So let's
all
go.
All right.
Go ahead. You can go ahead.
Okay. All right. Going to the caller calling in from area code 505. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Sunchow Ra calling from New Mexico.
All right.
Hey, Sunchow.
So, what I'm supposed to do?
You don't want to push that.
Can't buy it.
What I'm supposed to do.
I'm just bullshitting.
We know. That's all right.
Let me cut this heater off back here because this thing is kind of making some noise. All right. So I'm gonna sing I'm gonna try to sing this Smokey tune.
Oh, not okay. Smokey. And it's been a minute. It's been a minute since I heard some Smokey. All right.
Yeah. You might not hear none tonight.
You know what? I need you to play some Smokey. Come on. We ready.
All right. So I don't know if you miss it.
Oh, we got background music and everything.
People say
I'm the life of the party, cause I tell it you're for two. Although I might be laughing loud, deep inside I'm blue. Oh, my smile looks out of place. If you're closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my teeth. Since you left me, if you see me with another girl, seeming like I'm having fun, although she might be cute, she's just a substitute, because you're the permanent one. Oh, take a good look at my face to see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Need you outside. I'm masquerading inside. My head is fading, just a cloud. Ooh, since you put me down, my smile is my makeup. I wear since my breakup with you. Ooh, baby, take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. I need you, need you.
Aww, yes, Sunchild.
There you go, Sunchild. You know, Sunchild, you are just like the real Sunchild Ra. Never know what to expect,
yeah.
You know? Because Sunchild Ra was big on improv, just improvising and just really kind of going where the vibes are and where he is. And, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that was real nice, Sunchild. That was very nice.
Beautiful. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Yes, thank you so much, son. I love that.
Thanks, Sunchild.
Okay. He did that, y'all. He did that. Gotta give it up. He did that.
Wow.
Such talent in the house tonight. Go to the next one, Esther.
All right. Let's see. So calling in from area code 440, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
What's up, what's up, what's up? This Explicit Tensai, the 913, a.k.a. Pumpkin. What's up?
What's up, Pumpkin? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Don't make me say what I'm getting ready to say. You better work what you're getting ready to say.
I will. I am. Going to try not to fall apart. This song kind of means something to me, but I'm going to... I'm going to sing Jay Duke's Amor. I just put this together in the last 0.5 seconds, so I'm going to do the best I can. I ain't learned no damn French or nothing, so I'm just going to do the best.
You doing a baby blue, huh? Okay, we ready.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I got it.
Oh, man, I was like, what's that? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, that was me breathing.
I
breathing
know.
So I survive.
Okay.
All right. On dique de la demes, la belle soleil Saint Clair, il s'exé un city, a saint jour en
es sus letras aguas nuevas, recuerdos del escenario van tu mon espoir. J'ai tout amour, mon pays en Paris, paraît toujours mon ciel en ravi. Mon matin est belle, mas es culpa de mie, sé que me necesite, te parís un día, le voy a ses mons verres jolis, j'ai tous amours, mon désir Paris, mon atteinte est belle, ma escoupe pour le mien. Recuemos de ley, de Boris, a distingue, le voir un jour, c'est mon rêve joli, de tous amours. Mon Pierre en Paris.
Wow. Mademoiselle. That
yes.
Was wonderful.
That was hot, punk.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, my
punk
goodness.
Taking it to the next level.
Yes. That life is real, y'all. What
they
is
are.
The name that made the song with, he's the number one singer in France. And, you know, I started to tonight. That was one of the songs I was trying to get to play. And he sings about Papa. Have you heard that? He made a song with Kanye West, but he's the number one singer in France. And I'm going to play that song. I'll play that song for the Remix family. You've got to hear it, punk. You've got to get with this brother who's
yeah.
in France. And, yeah, amazing, amazing.
Right.
I don't even want to get into what I told you before about your voice and what you need to be doing. But,
yeah, for real. She do. Punk, you do. You know it.
Hey.
Don't say
I didn't tell you. Don't say I didn't tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, you guys, look at this. Who in the chat room talking about that's my wife? Who said that?
That was me. That was me. No. I don't.
It, anyway,
I didn't want to say it, but.
Yeah, that's
That would have been a reference to Miss Baker.
She's talking about Josephine.
That's why I put it in the chat room. Past lives is real, y'all. Y'all don't believe
it's
that's
real.
Yeah.
Life. Yeah.
She was my wife in a past life.
You know what? That was beautiful, though, punk. That was really beautiful.
Yeah. But legitimately, that was the reason I did it.
Okay. Well, it is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us right here.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah, beautiful.
Hold
so
the
much
line,
talent.
Punk.
Yeah, so Whew. Much talent in the Remix family. Beautiful.
It is so much talent. And it's just, you know, listening to everybody, just it gives me chills just to hear, you know, like everyone come on here. Everybody is just so off the chain with it. I love it. Everybody's so talented. It's beautiful. It really is. All right, let's see. We got some more callers on the line. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 314. 314, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Esther. This is Nicole from St. Louis. How are you?
Okay. Hey, Nicole.
I'm having so much fun listening to you guys. It's like listening to the American Idol live. I'm having a ball tonight.
So what you gonna do tonight? Okay.
I'm going to sing I Will Survive, Anita Baker version.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
First I was afraid, I was petrified. Okay, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell
you. But the Anita Baker spin.
But the Anita Baker, yeah, because, you know,
yes.
She kind of did so long.
Right.
Yeah, she kind of did that. All right, you better work, girl. You better work.
Okay.
Like Britney said, you better work. All right, we ready. We ready.
I was afraid. I was petrified. Thinking I could never heal without you by my side. And I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. But I grew strong. I learned how to get along to your faith from my disgrace. I know I came to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed all the lies. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to loving me. Oh, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. 'Cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did you think I crumble? Did you think I lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive for as long as I know how to love. I know I'll stay alive. 'Cause I've got all my life to live. And I've got all my love to give. And I will survive. I will survive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna give it up. Give it up. I really, really like that. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, spoken from a person who does not sing, what made you gravitate towards that particular song and that version?
I actually just really, resonate with that version. I don't really sing either. I sing around the house, and this was really kind of big for me to do this with the remix, but I know that I'm with family and it's all love, so I said, let me do it. I'm having fun tonight.
Yes, I love that, because, you know, you did. You sung that. It was beautiful. It really was. And
thank you.
Yeah, you did a great job. Don't tell nobody you don't sing. You sing, girl. You sing.
Mm-hmm.
You worked here tonight.
Yeah, you sang.
Thank you.
You banged.
Mm-hmm. You did, and I've seen your energy, your chakras, everything just kind of light up as you began to sing. So just
wow.
Beautiful. And thank you so much for sharing. That was beautiful. That really
was.
That was
nice, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
Hold the line. Wow. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 501. 501, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line?
Peace, this is Afia back again.
Oh,
y'all put me on blast.
Afia.
Y'all
you
put
ready,
me on blast,
Afia?
Yes, I'm ready as I ever be. Look.
Ready.
Hold on.
We didn't put you on blast. You put yourself on blast.
Okay, well, I put myself on blast.
But you
pressing one. But then y'all called me out like I wasn't going to be ready, so I'm ready.
Okay. She ready. She
okay.
Going to work, y'all.
And to show y'all that I'm ready, y'all know this is therapy for me. I got two things. I'm going to sing a part, which I don't call, I'm not a singer, but I write songs and I like them. So I want to do a part of a song that I wrote a long time ago. And then I want to do this like monologue kind of poem that me and a friend were working on online. Is that cool?
Okay.
Let's do it.
That's cool. Let's get it. Let's get it. Roy Eric may be listening tonight. Erica Badu. Come on, let's get it.
Let me see. I'm going to do, I guess I'll do the song first. Oh, I got to do it because my baby said, you should do a song. We should do a song. I'm like, I can't be no punk. So,
And we know punk ain't punk. Go ahead.
Let me see. I forgot the name. I wrote it so long ago, but it's I never had a man walk into my life that made me want to try and be his wife. And I never had a boy that I adore that made me want to know him even more. Said I never had this and I never had that. I never had a man before to make me feel this way on the first day and I'm thirsting. You got my soul yearning, not to mention that my mind is anxious for learning. Nearly hold on. I know how it feels to overstand. Just keep it real. Yes, I know what peace is to me. Just to elevate, fly free, just be. Oh, no. Here I go again. And we exchange gifts, we exchange knowledge, we exchange knowledge, so we exchange gifts. It'd be encouragement for what is meant, because what is meant is encouragement. We grow seeds to reap, we grow seeds to, you want to know me, you I want to know, I want to know you, you I want to know, can I let go, go, just let it flow from porterhouse to pottage, from pottage to peace. Pleasure and solace, treasure and peace. Pleasure, our cottage placed on firm ground. Niggas be loving our homage every time we come around, and I know how it feels. So that's my song, one of the songs I wrote a long time ago.
I really like it, yeah. Yeah, it kind of has that kind of kick like that, like Jill Scott or, you know, kind of, it just kind of has that kind of kick to it. That's real nice. That's beautiful. Thank you.
It was beautiful.
Loving it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I want to share a short monologue that we did online. I'm not going to do all of it, but it all started with a good morning Facebook post, like, I was like, good morning, better night. So when it's his part, I'm going to say he said, and when it's my part, I'm going to say I said.
Okay, he said and I said.
Okay.
We got it.
Or something like that. Okay. So it was just like, good morning, better night. And then he said something to get me crunk, of course. And I said, don't start, Ollie White. I have been on my best behavior. I love the night. Said, I read your post and teleported to the future thinking of all the shit I could possibly create. Rendezvous, ride out to Texas, hit the open mic, get drunk and freestyle flow. Crash the radio station, create a block party on Main Street, hyper than Riverfest, and do it solo. Yeah, I'ma stay in today, homie. He said, ooh-wee, can I be shotgun when you transverse over into the night? I will push the teleport button. Why ride when we can just float out to Texas, sip the jungle juice of the lyrical king queen cup and sprinkle the masses with our verbal spew? Solo ain't no fun if the homie can't have fun. Hashtag number one rider. I said, word, we can burn space-time rocket fuel as we let the truth tree smoke tumble and turn off our tongues through our lips when we land like water seasick to hypnotize the masses and shit. While chalice-filling angels check the trajectory from heaven and angle brown liquor spirits magically in the glass, mixing with the liter of crown we just spent. You down, then spit. He said, burn up rocket fuel can't propel us to the stratosphere to escape this doom. As we sip this strawberry jungle juice and lean in this space machine, all I ask is that you don't whip the wheel like we're in a Broham caddy, or better yet, a Coupe de Ville. Trillville ain't but around the corner where you can do a B-girl stance as I juke the trance to haters with my B-boy dance. So let the angels check our trajectory, for those are misguided souls that have been kicked out of heaven through a great size hole. And as we sail by them, let us sprinkle them with our nectar and leave this punch drunk and without any despair. Crown ice cups melting away, thinking of how I'm going to come at her all day. Work piled up, but I didn't even strike up a stair, riding through Oak Cliff without a toll or fare. Let me bang these words off my fingertips. You bash my fruit punch jungle juice, but let me explain how you're supposed to sip and lean with it. First, you snatch not the one in the front, but the soldier from the back. Then you give it a love rapture to the back. Then you creep like a thief in the night and sneak a peep into the carton's delight. Then you close it quick like you had a 15-second battle with a one-minute dick. Now comes the fun. You ready for this, hon? You wrap your lips around the slit as if you're gripping on a mic and about to spit. Pull it in close. Don't let one drop come from your mouth. Remember, you're a sipper, not a biter, unless it's a pillow. Then you pull the juices slow. Now grab your Kangol hat, Adidas, low-cut sweatpants, and let's go. Then I say, Omen, Shaloman, Homan, anything to get me to climb his totem. I told him, believe real nigga spit, I can raise your vibration when I'm coming in smelling like a cinnamon stick. Broke away the breakaway Adidas pants, fit them into the orbit, spinning, toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow, you prefer my denim. He caught in the mid-orbit to see if he could fit him, while wishing on a falling star, hoping I would miss him. Praying for the universe that one day I may kiss him, but now, baby, Bubba, jungle juice, no competition. We stopped cruise control in front of a D-town tenement. Nebula dust got in his eyes, got him meditating on the divine feminine. He didn't know I, Supernova Butterfly, LLC, choking on jungle juice and a star crunch. I black matter winked at this nigga, and he ate my lunch. But anyway, that's enough of that. It was just fun on Facebook.
I love that. That's hot.
That is really, really hot. I'm like, damn, all of this on Facebook? Where was I?
Y'all need to perform that live. Y'all need to perform. You and him need to perform that shit live, for real. That's hot.
I think we'd have fun. Thank you.
Yes. Y'all need to come on. You should have brought him with you. Y'all could have came on and did that tonight. Yes. Hey, just a phone call away.
Yeah, I was almost prepared, almost.
almost a poet. There you go. No, you are a poet. Go on and claim it. That was beautiful. That was really, really
it was hot.
I love the lyrics in it. I love it. I love the wordplay. That was good. That was good. Thank you for sharing that, Athena. Thank you.
Thank God. I'm enjoying the show. Peace.
These are always the best because we get to talk to you guys. It's always the best. Yeah. So we're going to keep going to the phone lines. This is really a beautiful share, beautiful, refreshing share. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 615. 615, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, the Remix family. It's your main man, JR.
Okay. Greetings, JR.
Hey, JR.
How you all doing tonight?
We're wonderful.
Good.
Tell everybody where you're calling from.
Calling out Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Tennessee. Tennessee.
What you going to do for us tonight?
I'm going to give y'all an original piece.
Okay.
This is going to be 16 bars.
16
bars?
Okay.
Yeah, quick 16 bars. This is a song that I'm on. It's on iTunes right now. The title of the song is called How Can You Stand There? So I'm the rap portion of it. I'm going to give y'all 16 bars of it.
All right, beautiful.
All right.
All right, here we go. Oh. I said, what good is having knowledge if you never use it? Why I experience the power of love and choose to abuse it? I admit I'm far from perfect, but I try to show compassion. Give as much as I can, but I got a feeling this ain't lasting. Times of conversation is turning to less, and the stutter for love making that's turning to stress. You mean to tell me after all we've been through with each other, you would quick leave me, walk out on one to another? How could you stand there and let the love go by? You know I do what I can do to never see you cry. I say, girl, I tried, but you ain't listening. Visions come to my mind about when we was kissing. I remember this making through times that was rough. I guess I never told you how much I loved you enough. But now you say it's over, try to leave me alone. You try to walk away, but your heart stays on. Quick 16. And that's what
all right.
That was nice. That was high. One letter. We hear the rest of the 16 bars and everything.
Quick 16. Thank y'all for letting me share. I love y'all. Love y'all, Remix family. Love you, Miss Blue.
Love you too. Thank you too. Yeah, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I like that. That was nice.
16. Yeah, that was hot.
Y'all better work. Y'all better work. Yes, no joke. The Remix family is working it tonight. Y'all are just so talented, so amazing. Like, wow, just beautiful people. Beautiful. All right, I'm ready for the next one.
All righty. Calling in from area code 773-773, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Keisha. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Keisha from Chicago.
Hi, Esther.
Hey.
Hey. How are you this morning?
Great.
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the show. Feeling better as the night goes on.
Good.
I'll call in and share a poem.
All right. All right.
It's kind of breaking up a little bit. What did you say? Hello?
Yes, you're on. Go ahead. You can go ahead and share.
All right. It's called Notes, N-O-T-E. Notes. We hustle in a maze with no more cheese in the place than yesterday. Still we stay. Grind, flow with the times. Rewind the depression. Perhaps reason for lesson. A recent exception. Yin to the yang of rejection. Shit will step in. Redirection of objective test is multiple choice. The course, molten, and course, of course. Note, the source reveals. Will of fortune not always so fortunate still. Resort to rat. Report reports back. Locked in tiny boxes, remote, detached. The race is on. And less than halfway through, the race near gone. Consciously contrived. Manipulation derived. Strive to break loose. Note. Refuse to continue. Break stride and stroke. Never mind the copes. Remind your mind to look beyond the throat. Third eye sees beyond action. Note. That's all.
Note. Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. Note.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
Take a note, y'all. Take a note. Beautiful. That was nice.
That was really nice.
Peace and love.
Hold the line. All right. So I think that everyone else that has their hand up has already gone.
Yeah.
So if you are on the line and you have your hand up and you want to share again, you can leave it up. If not, go ahead and press 1 for us so that we know whether you are indeed trying to share again.
Right. So 773, press 1, 501, press 1, 505, press 1, 281, press 1, and 763, press 1. And we have multiple people on the line, so hopefully we get the right ones of you to press 1. And we can't get down because there's quite a few people on the line. All right, you guys. Well, that was certainly beautiful. It was a great way to take us into the share as we continue Tribal Mojo Magic Open Mic Night live here in the remix. Lots of action going on over on Twitter. You guys who have connected with us over there on Twitter, they're really enjoying the share, all the Remix family that's listening via Twitter as well. We're going to continue on here. We're going to be moving in and doing some other exercises. I think this is a great time for us, Esther, to really start to get the tribes together. And we can begin to start working with the tribes, and then we're going to go into the first exercise, which is really, really cool. You guys are going to love this. It's all about mythology. It's all about storytelling, which you guys like as well, too, that you'll get a chance to hear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to pick our tribes. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell you all the names of the tribes, and then we will ask you all what tribes you want to be in the chat room. You know, you can always put them up in the room. On the phone, just make a mental note. Remember what tribe you pick, because you're going to be working with your tribes again. Yes. All right, so the first tribe is the Busu Siwi. Busi Siwi is the first tribe. And that means blessed.
You there?
I am here. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. All right. The second tribe is Siyanda. And Siyanda is all about growth. Growth and increasing. That's tribe two, Siyanda. Tribe three is Thabo. And Thabo is happiness. This is all about happiness. And tribe four is Zithimbe. And Zithimbe has to do with trusting yourself. So the tribes again, tribe one, Busi Siwi. Tribe two, Siyanda. Tribe three, Thabo. And tribe four is Zithimbe. All right, so who is in tribe one? The Busi Siwi. Where are all of the Busi Siwi?
Busi Siwi. Busi Siwi. Where are you Busi Siwis at? Okay. Healing is a Busi Siwi.
Healing. Mm-hmm.
Who else is Busi Siwi? We only got one Busi Siwi. If you're on the phone lines and you want to be in that tribe, you can actually press 1. Dolores is a Busi Siwi. Happy is a little Busi Siwi.
It means blessed. It means blessed.
It means blessed. Busi Siwi is the Zulu tribe for being blessed.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so I got healing and Dolores for that one. Happy says she's not in that. All right, tribe two, Siyanda, tribe two, which is about growth and increasing.
Siyanda. Oh, Siyanda, Siyanda. Yeah, it's about increase and growth. It's about expansion. So really it's connected with a lot of abundance. Siyanda. So
La Blue is in Siyanda.
La Blue is in Siyanda, the Siyanda tribe, Zulu tribe. Happy says, oh, yeah, that's me, Siyanda. All right, Siyanda.
All right, Happy.
All right. Okay, all right, all right. Any more Siandas on the phones? We can see you. A few more Siandas, Sunchild. Okay, all right.
All right, beautiful.
All right, next tribe is the Thabo, and Thabo is all about happiness, being happy. Who's in tribe three, the Thabo tribe?
Thabo.
Happy, you need to pick a tribe, just one, okay? Just one. I'm going to need you to pick one. So who is in the Thabo tribe? No one is in the happy tribe? Wow.
Nobody is happy?
No one's happy.
This is for Brett. Happy? Do we need Brett to come sing that song? Where is my happy people at? Now, you know what that happy, why am I not happy?
So no Thabos. No one's in the happy, at least in the chat room. Maybe on the phone we got some Thabos.
Okay, we'll get some Thabos.
Okay, and then the last tribe is the Thimbe, which is all about trust. So who is in tribe four, the Zithimbe tribe?
The Thimbe. Yeah. And it's about trusting yourself. That's what it is. It's about trusting yourself. Yeah. So these are real Zulu tribes, you guys. So these are tribal names of a lot of the Zulu tribe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Original Titan is in Zithimbe. Who else is in Zithimbe? Okay, Explicit.
Okay.
Sun, Moon, and Star. Okay.
Yeah.
Happy, okay. Happy is going to be in the Happy tribe. Okay. All right, Happy.
You sure happy?
All right. So everyone should have their tribes. I'll go over the names again. Tribe 1 is the Busi Siwi, which is the Blessed tribe. Tribe 2 is the Sianda. It's all about growth and increasing abundance. Tribe 3 is the Thabo tribe. That's the Happiness tribe. And tribe 4 is the Thimbe, which is all about trusting yourself. So everyone should have their tribes down now. All right. All right, I think they got their tribes.
I think they got a winner. I think they got a winner. All right. Well, beautiful. I'm glad that you guys have been able to pick your tribes and be able to be in the tribe. What we're going to do now is we're going to start with the tribe. And as Magellan. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
That was Patches. That was Patches.
That was
so, yes.
Okay. I can clear in and out, so that was Patches. All right, Patches. He's kind of telling me. So we're going to do it this way. I got you, Patches. Yes, I got it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. You know what?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going clear yet at all?
Ooh.
Can y'all hear me?
I can't hear nothing you saying now.
Okay.
Wow. There you go. Okay, I can hear the okay.
Okay. So is it better?
Ooh. Mm-mm.
No, not better.
Yes, yes, yes. We gonna tell y'all what y'all gotta do. Don't worry. Happy, I'm gonna disqualify you, okay, from every tribe. That's what's gonna happen. So you're not gonna be in no tribe, Happy, because you keep jumping tribes.
Is that better at all?
It's a little better, Miss Blue. It's still breaking up though.
Still breaking up. Okay, we're going to try it again. We will. We'll try it again. Yeah, we'll try it again. Mm-hmm. We're going to try it again.
Y'all are too funny. Too funny. Oh, wow. That is not better.
Not better.
Okay. Oh. Yes, yes, yes. The four tribes, Busi Siwi, Siyanda, Tsavo, and Zithembe. Those are the four tribes. Not those South Dallas tribes. Not no cowboy tribes. Not no choppy tribes. Oh, y'all are too funny. None of that. That's right, Patches. I think we're going to have a musical intermission while we are waiting for Miss Blue to come back so that we can get into our first exercise. We're just going to listen to some vibes, I think. Some good instrumental vibes.
Okay.
There we go.
You know, because if I hear that lady telling me, since, you know, if I hear her talking to me one more time about connecting me to a live show, we going to have a problem.
That is so much better, though. We can hear you so clear. So clear.
Yeah. Well, you guys, you know, I just love doing the show from Uranus or Jupiter or Mars. So I apparently tonight is not a good night.
to be, yeah, I know, Patrick, I know. Tonight is not a good night to be outside of the cosmos. I know, I get it. So I had to come back, you know? I had to come back. Oh, I know, man, I know. I got it, I got it, I get it. He was trying to tell me, you know, to do this. I just didn't want to do it. So here we go, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Well, we got all the tribes together, so everybody is ready to go.
Everybody's ready to go, and that's a beautiful thing. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to call the first tribe up. And so whatever first tribe you want to bring up, I also want to kind of bring attention to, because we have some people on Twitter who are letting us know, like Tia said, she's in tribe two. So we got Tia, and so you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. When we call your tribe, we want you to come on over to the phone lines. Esther, you want to call us the first tribe?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and start with tribe two? I think that's a good tribe to start with. That's the Sianda tribe, and that's all about increasing and growth and abundance.
Yes. Sianda tribe. So everyone who's a part of the Sianda tribe, wrong number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling internationally, you know, you can Skype in, and you can also dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. So press 1 because we need a couple of your tribal members to be on the phone line. Who is a part of the Sianda tribe?
So Sianda, La Blue, Sunchild.
Mm-hmm.
Those are both parts of it.
All right. So now.
So.
Mm-hmm. You want me to go ahead,
Miss
Blue?
Okay. I was going to tell the people who have one press that they should only have pressed one if they are in the Sianda tribe.
Yes, Sianda tribe. That's right. Sianda. Y'all do know the tribe you're in. So Sianda tribe, you want to press 1. And once you press 1, don't keep pressing 1 because it'll take your hand down. So we need to at least have at least 3 of the Sianda tribe, the Zulu Siandas, on the phone so we can get started. And I think we do. I think we have at least 3.
I think we do.
And what's going to happen is it's story time. And I really wish I had that little bell that goes ding, ding, you know, like before they get ready to tell a fairy tale. So we're going to be telling a story tonight. And tonight with the Sianda tribe, you're going to be telling a story. Oh, look at the Sianda tribe. They trying to show out tonight, ain't they?
Mm-hmm. I see.
Okay, so we're going to be telling a story tonight. And what happens is, because you guys are a part of the same tribe, you definitely can channel each other and you can get the message. And so we're going to go to one of the tribal members. Well, we'll start out the story. Actually, me and Esther are going to start the beginning of the story. We're going to open it, and then we're going to turn it over to your tribe. Think about what your tribe is about, because you need to put some of these components of Sianda, of what that is, into your story. But you can tell it however, channel it, whatever comes to you, that's how we're going to begin. So we're going to go ahead and start Sianda. We want to at least get one Sianda member on the line with us live as we start the story and as they get ready to pick it up. So you can pick one, Esther, and bring them on the line.
All righty. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 678. 678, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 678,
hello?
We can't hear you. Hi.
Yes.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Tia.
Hey, Tia.
Hi, Tia.
Hey,
Tia.
Hey.
All right, Tia, you're going to be a part of this. You're a part of the Sianda tribe. And so me and Esther are going to start.
So I'll open it up, okay? So upon a time in a far, far away galaxy, there lived a beautiful, beautiful queen with her lovely king. Esther?
Yes, okay. So in this galaxy, the king and the queen were expecting a newborn child. This was going to be a special child that was born to them who was promised a lot of land, gold, and other riches.
All right, Tia, take the story from here.
All right. So as the queen began to show and the child inside of her began to grow, she realized that she began to change and things around her started to brighten. What seemed dark and seemed like it didn't have hope, she then began to see the light inside her and it shined. Everything around her became bright. And the seed that was in her, she began to see the trees differently and seeing everything around her in its patterns of growth. And she began to wonder what this child would be like, how would they grow. And she thought about their face night and day and could not wait to see this beautiful light come from inside of her to be present with her.
Good.
Very good. We're going to go. Excellent, Tia. Hold the line. We're going to go to your other tribal member.
All right. Calling in from a, looks like a Skype number. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
It's a private number. Private number. Go to the next.
Okay, we're
going
to go to the next person. All right, calling in from area code 410. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Banks from Baltimore.
All right,
okay.
Banks. Are you Sianda?
Right, okay. I'm Sianda, yep.
All right.
Okay. Well, go ahead and pick it up.
Y'all got it going. Lovely. So she could not wait to receive the light from this child, and she began to have dreams as she drew nearer to the day, and that she began to communicate with the child, and the child told her that I chose you to be my mother so that I could come through you and restore the greatness of our kingdom, and she also dreamt of going to distant galaxies where her ancestors came from many, many, many years ago, and she was telling her that through her diligence and through her growth and work that she was now ready to ascend to the next level and that this child was going to be one of the vehicles to symbolize to all the people that the time was now, that that we were transforming and going through or going into the time that the butterfly will soar, but we have come out of the cocoon, and the land was eagerly awaiting the arrival of this special child through this special mother and father, I guess, but the mother more important.
Beautiful.
Ah, beautiful. All right.
Yeah.
How's the line, son? Mm-hmm.
Hold
I like
line.
How this is coming together.
I do. I really like this. I love it.
All right, going to the next caller, calling in from area code 505. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Sunchild Rock. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
All right,
Sunchild. So, it would seem that the father of the child, or the would-be child coming into the world, is already starting to become a little jealous and upset because it appears that there's an aura around the mother and the child already that the father recognizes, and he sees that now that the child may actually be a threat to his dominance. And so he is tending towards pulling away from the mother and being not as supportive as he could be, and his mind is moving to ideas of undermining the beauty and the power of this child that's coming in because of his own personal jealousy. So he is actually beginning to scheme and think of ways to maybe actually get rid of the child. And so, and the mother now senses this, and so does the child, because the child that's in the womb is actually able to sense what's going on in the world outside the mother's womb. So the child already knows and is now transferring this information to the mother telepathically. So now the mother has become upset, and so the child is telling the mother that she can't let on what he's telling her and that she needs to stay calm and act as if nothing is going on.
Y'all is working.
I need one of those plot thickens music. That's what I need.
Yes, yes. Okay, okay.
All right, hold the line, Sunchild.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can go to the next caller, calling in from area code 281. 281, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Black Sambo. I'm not in this group.
You're not in this group, Black Sambo. Black Sambo, okay. I'm going to need you to not press one then.
I'm in the fourth one.
You're in the fourth one?
So,
okay, all right.
So just press one. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, that's cool, that's cool. Wow, this is really good. So what we're going to have to do, because we do need to get to the end of the story, we're going to have to go back. So we're going to go back to Tia, and she's going to pick it up from there, and we're going to continue so we can hear. This is so good, you guys.
I love how it's going. All right, Tia. Tia, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. So go ahead and pick it up, Tia.
Okay. So upon the mother now realizing the intentions or the ill will of the father, she now starts having these very vivid dreams. And in the dream world, she's being visited by her ancestors in other realms that come together and circle her and cover her with a powerful energy so that his negativity will not be able to penetrate her and this child. And she gets this assistance at night when she awakes. And when she wakes up, she's completely armored in love and compassion. And the father just does not understand why all the darts that he's throwing at her are unsuccessful. And he comes to this, has this moment where he just pleased with her, he cries, and he basically tells her that he's upset that he ever felt that way and that he's ashamed of what he's been doing, and he would want nothing more than to be there to receive this child with her. And for her, it was almost miraculous because that was exactly what they told her would happen in her dream.
Beautiful. All right.
All right. Hold on, Tia. Let's go to Mr. Banks. Mr. Banks, back on you.
Yes. And because this child was so special, prior to her having the epiphany and receiving information, there was a priest named Badtunde Amun who was watching the situation closely. And the ancestors and the others from the spirit realm have also given him orders that if the king would continue with his energy, that he was to take him away in exile and slay him. So fortunately, because the child is just that important, so fortunately, the king was able to succumb to the better enlightenment and information because Baratunde approached him, and he did not directly say to him that he knew his ill feelings, but he said to him these words: "You must either slay your ego, or I will be forced to help you in the slaying." And he left it at that. And the king, along with the help of his wife, along with the help of his other priests and priestesses, was able to see the error of his ways. And then he changed his heart, and he grew. And he said, "I will now expand this kingdom, and this child will have the greatest and the best of everything that this world can offer." And then the child came, and the animals sung, and the winds blew, and the waters rose, and all was green in the land. And there was an enlightenment that not only touched the queen and the king and everyone in the priesthood and the priestess, but the entire community and masses of the people seemed to touch ascension and enlightenment for 1,000 years.
Okay. All right now. All right. Hold the line, Mr. Banks. Okay, so we're going to go to Sunchild. And Sunchild, you are going to close it out for us.
You are going to close it
he
out.
He has us on speaker.
Take us out.
Take us on speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay, y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Man, I had the volume down. Okay, sorry. So the king, so as the child is born, the king makes amends to the child and to the mother before the child is born. And then after the child is born, the king immediately goes to the mother and says that he wants to train the child in all he knows of the metaphysical teachings, and that he will literally help take the child through the temples and all of the initiations that the child needs to go through to become the power he's intended to be. And the father literally vows to be the servant of the newborn child. And so, and as the child comes out of the womb and the child's maybe a few weeks old, he recognizes his father, and he's sitting on his mother's lap, and the father comes in, and the mother introduces them formally, so that the child recognizes who the father is and how he intends to help him, and how he intends to take him through all of the mystery schools and all of the things he needs to learn and understand. And so, at that point, a bond is created between mother, child, and son, this trinity, and then the child literally waves his hand towards the father, and then back towards the mother, and then around the three of them, and then there's just like golden light around the three of them, and they enter into this agreement together to act as one in this trinity. And so as the child grows and they begin to rule, and he is set up for rulership, beginning to learn how to rule, the entire kingdom is almost like under a spell, because it's like a paradisical realm that this child, that the three of them have created, and so that they are vibrating at the highest level. And so at the end of the day, the child instructs him when he's about 15 years old and on the throne. He tells them basically that they have the power now. He's going to start administering the power to individuals, and whoever wants to study, they will be shown a way to come and go from this realm and to visit other realms at will. And so it kind of ends there with people being overjoyed and happy that they're being given access to higher realms by this triad, this family of mother, father, and son.
Beautiful.
Be in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it. You guys did your thing.
Yeah.
That was really, really good. Thank you for that.
That's right, that bitch will make some money. Take that shit to Hollywood, man.
You know what? That is definitely beautiful. You guys did an amazing amazing job with that tribe and really channeling that energy and really sort of telling the stories. And I think it's so important for us to really, really, really to get this together. And definitely, yeah, this is really, really cool. This is good. I wanted to kind of put this energy out there, and you guys are doing it in a bit, in a big way.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next tribe, you guys, the Selinde. You guys did your thing. You did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sianda.
Sianda, what did I say? Selinde? Sianda. Y'all know what I meant.
Yes.
Sianda.
Oh, why don't we go to tribe four, Zithimbe, the Trust Yourself tribe.
Yes, the Trust Yourself tribe. So here's what we need everyone to do, 281-505-410. You guys press 1 again, take your hands down, and now the Selinde tribe. We need
tribe
you guys
four.
Tribe four. All of you guys who are in tribe four, we need you to press 1 so we can get the fairy tale on and really do that. Here's a side note for everyone is that we have one of our priestess in the priestesshood who has dedicated her readings towards children. And this is the sister that I told you guys, she wrote a book, Children's Stories. And like less than a week, like literally.
Yes.
And I'm not talking
yes.
about 3 or 4 stories. I'm talking about tons of stories. But
yeah.
she's been doing it. And she wants to work exclusively with the babies and the children. And I know Sister Manya, that's a big part of her focus too. So just amazing stories and things that will be coming out for our babies and our children. That's really, really cool. Okay, so we're going to go to tribe four. Where's y'all at?
I need tribe four to get on the line. So explicit,
yes.
sun, moon,
explicit.
And stars, original
yes.
Titan.
Yes.
I believe that Sambo said that he was one of these as well, Black
sure
Sambo.
Did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We see you guys there. All right.
Perfect.
So let's start this story out. We're going to go with the second tribe, and so here we go. Once upon a time, in a far, far, far away land that was so deep down into the center of the earth, the sun would shine so bright, and yet it would become freezing cold at night. There lived a family in a village that was built on a crystal mountain inside the center of the earth.
Wow. All right. And deep inside this crystal mountain lived tribes and tribes of fairies, gnomes, and other magical creatures. The family that lived there would often conspire with the fairies and the gnomes, and they would make all sorts of agreements and treaties. And one day, one of the children from the family met a fairy and agreed to run off with the fairy and start their own new world.
Mm.
All right,
let's go to the tribe.
All right, calling in. Let's see here. From area code 414, you are
Some
you are live
left.
On the remix. Hello. Oh, go ahead.
Yes,
greetings. Pick me first. On it. This is original fight. Okay.
Another self-invested. Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so the fairy ran off and with the gnomes to go to the sun bright in the middle of the night with the thought of trusting himself or herself and to know that everything would magically happen the way they wanted to. That's it. Somebody got to add to that.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. So they ran off together, really trusting in themselves that everything magically would turn out well for them. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you,
Osi. Okay. Hold the line, Osi. Okay. Area code 909, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from? 909. We can't hear you, 909.
I had to get off the mute.
Okay. Who's on the line?
This is Aunt Tashira, and I'm calling from Folsom in California.
Okay.
Hi. And I'm also Sun, Moon, and Star 360 in the chat room.
Okay.
Okay. Beautiful. Stars, Sun, Moon, and Star 360. Okay, beautiful. Go ahead.
Okay, so as they were going through the fairy kingdom and being so enchanted by the beauty of all the crystals in the land, they decided to take a journey. They were in the process of coming upon a, what you may call a rites of passage. And so they wanted to build their courage up, and they decided what better way to go through a rite of passage other than to gather some crystals and being amazed by all the crystals as they continued to go further out into the beautiful land. They lost track of time. And while they were in the process of gathering and collecting crystals and losing track of time, they realized that they had their sun clothing on, but not their nighttime clothing. So upon finding themselves far away, not only did they not have their nighttime cold weather clothing, they also had come to a group of gnomes and fairies who were discussing a plot, and they figured that they had to decide whether they wanted to listen in or if they wanted to rush back home. So now that I've been picking that up a little bit, I'm going to pass it along and hold on.
All right.
Okay. That was excellent. That was. I'm feeling it.
Hold
I'm
the
loving
line.
The story. Loving
Ooh.
The story.
Let me go to area code 440. 440, you're live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 440, we cannot hear you, but we can hear your speakers.
It's going to be a minute, and it's a time delay. So if you guys are on the computer, make sure you, when you get on the phone, you cut the computer speakers off. We'll give 440 just a moment to get caught up. 440? Yeah, we may have to come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. All right, 281. 281, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Black Sambo, Houston, Texas.
All right, Black Sambo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there were, so they decided to listen in. And these gnomes were plotting to defend themselves amongst this dragon named Leviathan. The great dragon was said to appear on this certain day in this time, a certain day at this time, and they were also arguing over a prophecy that had been foretold to those gnomes in that village that they would be greeted upon by these two visitors who would come and help and save them, and And so the fairy and the child goes into falls into a tree stump, listening in to these gnomes, and these gnomes of course are startled by their by these visitors at first, and they realize that they were with a fairy, and the fairy of course introduced themselves and told them that they were lost and that they had lost track of time, and they had heard them over talking, but they didn't know what they were talking about. So the gnomes quickly told them, informed them on what was going on and what was taking place, and they were very they needed to really find a way back to their home, and before this great dragon was to arrive, but the fairy offered to help. Is there any way possible that we can help the fairy and the child? And the child carried a special bow with him, and this bow was said to have magical powers, of course. And I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Hold the line. Hold the line.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
All right. So, OT, we're going to go back to you to pick up where Black Sambo left off.
Wait a minute. I thought somebody else was not in part of our group.
Yeah, try to see if we can go back.
Oh,
to
let's
440.
See if let's see if 440 is back. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
hey.
440, you are live
Yo.
On the remix.
Explicit.
Okay.
All
right, explicit.
All right.
Okay. So. The magic potions that was gonna get them ready to go up against this dragon was none other than Jack Daniels, gin, whiskey, and a little bit of sunshine from an outer sun in another galaxy, specially delivered in a bottle. And they drank the potion, and they started feeling something rise from within them. It was a mighty spirit. It was the mighty spirit of a warrior, something that could go up against this dragon, something that would make them not bitch made, but not beta made, but it would make them the alpha of their tribe. Yes, it would connect these people, so they might work together, so that they might rise up, and I'm going to pass the torch to Nick first.
All right. Hold the line. Okay. I'm doing the most. I'm going to go to back to OT now. So
okay,
you can pick
up. I'm going to wrap it up.
You don't have to wrap it up. We can actually go to one more.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they drank the magic potion, that was a concoction of liquor, to fight with the warrior spirit, the great dragon, their third eye was open, and they realized that they can trust it to do the fighting for them. They realized also that they had not only the third eye, but they also had the sun, moon, and stars circling around them in 360.
along with the darkness in Black Sambo. Always Friends in the Galaxy, E.T., that we call 913, and the fairies and the gnomes and everybody got together to kick the dragon's ass, passing it on.
Oh, the lie. Oh, this is so hot. This is so hot. All right, going to the next caller, 909. 909, you are live in the remix.
Okay, so now that Black Sambo and the Sun, Moon, and Star 360 and OT and Esther and I think I got everybody.
Explicit, too.
Oh, explicit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we were all whispering in the ear as their spirit guides and their guardian angels. And because it was a particular night where the dragons were out, it also was not a cold night. But it was a night with that elixir and that potion. It warmed them from the inside. And it warmed them on the outside, and that was a part of what it is that was going to be their rites of passage. They did not know this, but because they did not turn back and they trusted in themselves, and like it was said, they were able to bring the gnome and the fairy world together. So not only did they bring the communities together, it was a beautiful night where they had a really, really transistor lighting of all of the different colors of the chakras shining, and they were also shining from the inside of the earth all the way to the outside of the earth, and that is the end.
All right. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was hot. That was really
that
hot.
That was good. Y'all did that. Definitely.
Ooh.
Wow. Y'all did that. That
wow.
was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Well, hold the line. So who's
6 minutes. We have 6 minutes to go, guys. Make sure you get on the line.
Yes, definitely get on the phone line so we can hear you guys. Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Why don't we do the first tribe, the Busi Siwi, the Blessed Tribe, Tribe 1. So if you are Tribe 1, go ahead and call in 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. For all of the other tribes, Tribe 2, 3, and 4, press 1 and take yourself out of queue if you were already in queue. So 909, press 1, 505, press 1. Mm-hmm. 909 and 505. 909, press 1 again. All right, so everyone from Tribe 1 should press 1 now. Busi Siwi, the Blessed Tribe. I know that Healing and Dolores are both in this tribe.
Okay. 646-652-2711, you guys, and then press 1 once you get on the phone line. Did they get on the phone line, or do we just have one tribe
member?
There's
only one. There's only one on the line.
We need the rest of the tribe.
Where is Tribe 1 at? Where is the Busi Siwi tribe?
Mm-hmm.
the Boosie Seaweed Tribe. Where y'all at?
What we could do is combine Tribe 1 and Tribe 3 because only Happy. Happy signed up for Tribe 3.
Aw, Happy.
Yes, and maybe we had some other people on the line who were Tribe 3, the Thabo Tribe, the Happiness Tribe. So if you were Tribe 1 or Tribe 3, why don't you press 1?
Tribe 1 or Tribe 3, press 1. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And then press 1. Let's see. All right. Well, you guys, we have 3 minutes left to go. So... who else is way Happy? Go ahead and bring Happy on the line. Is that Happy Best Bear?
Let's see who this is. Let's see. So calling in from 215. 215, you're live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Dolores from Philadelphia.
Hey, Dolores.
Hi, hey, Dolores.
Dolores is hanging out waiting for her tribe members.
She's waiting for the rest of her tribe members, and they are not there.
Healing and happy.
Where y'all at? 646-652-2711. That's it. So, Dolores, while we're waiting on them, how are you enjoying the share tonight?
I'm loving it. I'm loving it from the talent that was on. I'm loving it from Baby Blue singing. I'm just loving all the share, the stories. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
The stories were really, really great. I'm really loving everyone's creativity, which is something to do. This is sort of one of those exercises. We talked about it on the remix from some time ago that I actually do with my children. And when they were young, we would play this game. We'd do it at dinner time, and one person would start the story, and it would just be amazing to see where the story went. As you can see, even right here, where the story is going and what people are coming up with when it comes to that, when it comes to really just expressing themselves and their stories. And, you know, we're definitely a people who is about mythology and also about storytelling, really to get the point across, to understand different principles, and really it's a way of coming together. So I really, you know, when we were putting the show tonight, we really kind of wanted to focus on those areas to do that, and we definitely did. I know you guys have had a long weekend. I don't know about y'all, but it has been very long for me.
Yes.
Very beautiful for me. So I think we're going to go ahead and end it. It's been a fun night, and we're going to go ahead and And so on Sunday night, we'll be back here, of course, live in the remix. Don't forget that we will definitely be also self-invested in the Astro Realm tomorrow night. Well, too. And for all of you who are self-invested or those of you who want to come through who are self-invested, but one of the things I want to say, if you like the show, you definitely know what to do. You need to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it, and you know where to go and to love it. Love it on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Much love, warm spirit. It's always a joy, Esther, sharing the platform with you guys. See you guys back here Sunday night. We're going to be live in the remix. So don't forget to download. But peace and love to you guys out there, and enjoy, because we're about to head into after hours. We probably will play a song in the after hours, because Dolores is here chilling with us. And then we're going to go ahead and we're going to get out of here. Yeah. Let's listen to Beneath Your Beautiful, because you guys are definitely beautiful. Peace and love, everyone. See you on Sunday night.
Peace.
Much love.
tell all the boys no makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful night. You let all the girls go, makes you feel good, don't it?
Every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them that lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark moon perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know you're
we can be higher than the other.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good.
Help me,
help me,
help me,
hold me,
help me.
The Bible, Bible of sinners, the Bible. I gotta get with.
You call.
okay, okay. Ah! Oh. Hey, I'm trying to get calm.
Call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. Would assume no how the fuck I be. Mark on me, I won't show high love and emotion endlessly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look, look. I don't know why they been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring. Bank account statement just look like I'm ready for early retirement. Fuck any nigga that's talking that shit just to get a reaction. Fuck going platinum, I looked at my wrist and it's already platinum. I am the kid with the motor mouth, I am the one you should worry about. I don't know who you're referring to, who is this nigga you heard about? Someone just talking that bullshit, man, someone just gave you the runaround. Niggas down playing the money, but that's what you doing, the money down. I don't waste time putting money down, I just go straight to who got it and buy it in cash. Pussy so good that you gotta come see me on tour and you gotta fly in first class. This has been years in the making, it's off of the city, they know I come right every summer. Cash money records forever, I'm always big timing, bitch, I came up right under stunner, you know it. Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell. I will never understand that, but oh well. Been ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. Okay.
Thank you. living.